With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is ordering the end of collective bargaining with most federal labor unions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Citing a 1978 law, the president said he has the authority to end collective bargaining with federal unions and agencies because of their role in safeguarding national security. The executive order affects most of the federal government. However, police and firefighters will be exempt. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents more than 800,000 government workers, said it is preparing immediate legal action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A noted economist says prepare yourself for sticker shock in the price of your next car.
Economist Arthur Laffer warns in a new announcement that Donald Trump's 1% tariffs on auto imports could add $4,700 to the cost of a vehicle, and says the proposed taxes could weaken the ability of U.S. automakers to compete with their foreign counterparts. Trump awarded Laffer the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2019 for his contributions to economics. Laffer writes in the analysis a 25% tariff would not only shrink or possibly eliminate profit margins for U.S. manufacturers, but also weaken their ability to compete with international rivals. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A powerful earthquake has rocked Myanmar and caused extensive damage across a wide swath of one of the world's poorest countries. Officials warn the initial death toll above 140 is likely to rise in the days ahead. In neighboring Thailand, at least 10 died at construction sites in Bangkok. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 715 points, the Nasdaq plunged 481, the S&P lower by 112. This is SRN News. A pro-life display came under attack at a North Carolina university.
Officials at the University of North Carolina Asheville are investigating the angry outburst of a student at a campus display hosted by Students for Life of America. The group posted a video online that shows a male student confronting pro-life students with profanity before disrupting their table display and throwing all their resources on the ground. In the video, the student is heard accusing the pro-life member of, quote, spreading propaganda, unquote, to advance fascism. George Williams, SRN News.
A Georgia bill that would ban almost all abortions caused an uproar in Atlanta this week. A crowd of protesters from both sides of the abortion debate flooded a hallway in the Georgia Capitol with chants and signs. Lawmakers were holding a hearing on a proposed bill that would make most abortions a crime from the point of fertilization. This is SRN News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in the Philippines, his mission to promote the Trump administration's intention to boost military ties.
He reiterated the U.S.'s commitment to supporting its allies in the region, the Philippines and Japan. He spoke about additional advanced military capabilities. He spoke about more logistical support. He spoke about deterrence before, saying that it was crucial around the world, but crucial in this region, given the worries and concerns about China, given how tense it's been, for example, with these ongoing confrontations in the South China Sea between Philippine and Chinese vessels, given the proximity of Japan or the Philippines to Taiwan.
BBC correspondent Shaima Khalil reporting. Trump's America First foreign policy thrust has triggered concerns in Asia about the scale and depth of U.S. commitment to the region. Hegseth's appearance eased that concern somewhat. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.